Hey, I'm the Rev Kev, and I just thought I'd come get you out of this little short video, podcast. I'm just going to have a quick wee rant about internet advertising here. There's a lot of humming and hawing about internet advertising. A lot of people say they should ban it, they get ad block and various different blockers to prevent adverts. Personally, I don't mind adverts as per se, because adverts create revenue, which makes a web designer, webmaster, a little bit of money, which normally only really covers the costs of running the website. You don't really make an awful lot with these adverts, unless you have heavy, heavy traffic. The problem I have with internet advertising is the way it's presented. You take YouTube, for instance, which is owned by Google. Years ago, YouTube, if you loaded it up, maybe take a few seconds to load a page up, and you had adverts draped all the way down the side. There was adverts there, but there'd also be the videos, easily accessible, and the main featured video that you could click and play. No hassle at all. But the adverts were there at the side, and the web masters would still get paid each time the adverts loaded up. Then they started putting adverts at the beginning of the video, which I'm not a big fan of, but it's tolerable, you know. Most of them you can skip within 5 seconds, 3-4 seconds. So you have to endure the first few seconds before you can click, which isn't really much good if you're actually streaming straight for YouTube onto a broadcasting channel. But if you're just listening, you can endure a few seconds, click the advert. But now they've taken it a stage further, and they've absolutely taken the piss, as far as I'm concerned, is interrupting the videos. There's nothing worse when you go and you stick on an hour of Lurid, for instance, you know, an album, and you stick it on and you're listening away, and 2 tracks in, all of a sudden it's buy your product. You know, no, fuck you, mate, you know what I mean? Fucking get the fuck off the page, man, you know what I mean? That's like fucking somebody running with their dog in the fucking middle of a football park, like, you know, fuck off, man. Take your fucking adverts to fuck. So, you know, to me, that actually discourages me from buying that product, encourages me to actively boycott that product and not buy it. I don't steal myself, but see, if I did, it'd make me want to go and rob a million of that product, just to piss them off, just for doing that. But there you go. But, you know, another company such as Spotify, and Spotify are even worse, because Spotify don't even just provide adverts. You stick on a Spotify podcast and you get about 5 minutes in between every other song nearly. You get some dick going, whoa, upgrade to gold or silver membership, like, pay us X amount and we'll stop hassling you by these adverts. It's like, no, mate, that's just like racketeering, mate, and you're no fucking racketeering me. In fact, you've actually just put me off buying, subscribing to your website whatsoever. In fact, I feel like getting out of my way just to make sure that I can fucking listen to your website and fucking bypass it and fuck your adverts up, man, for being a fucking greedy in-your-face cunt, man, you know? And as I say, it's not the adverts I mind, it's the in-your-faceness where I'm like. So if you're a web designer, a webmaster, and you decide, you know, you need to get some revenue in to pay for your costs, which is understandable, web space costs money. On a monthly basis, and if you've got a web domain, that also costs money on an annual basis, so you need to generate a bit of revenue to cover your overheads to make the website worth doing, you know, and that's before you're actually making anything. So adverts are understandable, And there's a lot of good and bad with adverts, and there's ways you can make money on adverts yourself. And a lot of people complain, oh, there's always somebody making money out of that, like, but you can be that person, you are the third party. But I'll go into that in a different episode. But as far as this episode goes, this is just a wee rant to this in your face internet advertising. So that being said, I'm going to leave you with a song. And this has been podcast number 2, Shortcast Podcast. Fucking, I'll think of a name at some point when it gets me a regular, which it will get me a regular. And I probably will be doing a full feature on the show very soon. So keep posted. Best way to do that is hit subscribe on the Rev Kev page and you'll get the podcast as and when they come up. So just give us a shout and I'll keep you posted as far as it goes. Now this is The Reckoning by Andrew Jackson Jihad, and it's from the album People 2.
You live in an unforgiving place.
Cheers, folks. I'm the Rev Kev. You guys have been brilliant. This is a small podcast number 2. Keep subscribed for the upcoming podcast. We'll be back with you very soon with a full feature length podcast. Toodaloo.
Somebody people, but that I need so many people. A girl my age would never hit if some tiny children. If that guy had a little rock, I think she would have killed him. A soldier with a looking up fixed his stare to the wheels of a Cadillac. A cop nailed and kissed the feet of a priest and a cleric that blew up at the Saturday. I saw you in the ice cream parlors, making milkshakes, lemon, smiling, waving, looking so fat that I won't think even knew you were in the sun. And it was cool and lean, I felt like an actor, half a part of mine, and I had to get back there. Your face, your race, the way that you talk, I can see you're beautiful. I want you to walk, we got five years stuck in my ass. 5 years, what a surprise. 5 years, my head hurts a lot. We got 5 years, that's all we got. We got 5 years stuck in my ass. 5 years, what a surprise. 5 years, my head hurts a lot. We got 5 years, that's all we got. We got